This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 26th, episode 1685, brought to you today by horselovers.com. Good morning, horse world.
It's Wednesday. Today is Wednesday.
He's a very mixed up horse.
Authorization acknowledged.
You know what they say about Wednesday.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Have a good Wednesday. Thanks.
Hello. The Hit 'em crew is on the road today, traveling to the Rolex Kentucky three-day event in, Kentucky. Now, the Kentucky Horse Park is a beautiful place, but it's got lousy internet, so we won't be using the live feed for our special Friday and Sunday Rolex episodes, and then that will continue right through next Wednesday. But worry not, we've got lots of great new content, as well as a few more classics like this one, for the entire week that will go out on the recorded stream. But no live feed. So sit back and enjoy this assortment of interviews from ADA shows in the past, featuring fun new products and fascinating people who are bringing them to the market. Plus, today we've got another fun-filled ND Flax Horse Health segment with Dr. Cupid.
Well, Helena, we have our next guest coming up here, and and this is Melissa Bale, and she is from Equicrown, right?
Yes.
Melissa, come right up next to the mic. Now, one of the things that's really hot right now, and we only picked you because we believe that this is the one that actually might be the real thing and work, is, and you've seen them, Helena, is all of these sleeves that you put on your horse's legs that are claiming to be compression. And so many of them that we've looked at around here, not to name names, are just socks. I mean, they're socks. There's no compression involved. There's no science behind it. It's pretty much a sock, okay? And that's why we picked you to come over is first of all, it's Equicrown is the company.
Yes.
Okay. And where's Equicrown out of?
We are out of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Okay, very good. So tell us, this is your compression bandage. Tell us what makes it different than the ones that are just socks.
The best thing that makes a difference is there is a medical science behind it. It is the same fabric or compression fiber soft that we use for the humans on the side of the company. So there is a basis.
So you have a human side, like that helps diabetics use
exactly,
them.
Exactly, lymphangitis patients and things like that. So it is medical based and we do know how it works. There's also, you don't have to pull it up over the hoof. So it has a zipper.
Amen.
Well, she made a good point. Tell us what you said about that yesterday, and it made sense.
The biggest thing that makes sense is, for instance, I tell people, I have a Percheron. So his foot is the size.
Which we're going to talk about here in a minute.
That's what you really
think. Yeah, that's I picked up on that yesterday.
Their feet, as everyone knows, it's draft horse. Their feet are the size of a dinner plate. So if I can stretch something to go over their foot onto their leg that's half that size, what compression are you really getting? You're not getting any compression.
Right. Right. What does the compression do? I mean, we know it feels good, but what does it do in terms of helping the horse?
Any horse that has any sort of stocking up issues, anything from, or the severe side of lymphangitis, or you have a horse that, you know, when you're in the trailer for a long time, their legs start to get sore after long workouts. It's just like a human. Your whole body starts to swell a little bit because you stop using it. Things stop flowing the way they did while you were working. So basically it just takes that. As there's no muscles in the lower part of a horse leg, it forces all those fluids into circulation.
Okay.
Keeps everything moving to prevent them from swelling. Even if you only use it for 2 or 3 hours after the workout, it's still at least keeping everything moving, and it slows down the process. not giving somewhere just to sit, pool, and swell instantly.
It slows down the pooling process.
Exactly.
The fluid collection process. Would you, how would these compare to, let's say, just standing wraps or something?
That's what we're basically taking the place of. So there's no more bowing tendons, wrapping too tight, wrapping too loose. These go around the leg.
Horse husband's hook. Nightmare, by the way, having to wrap a horse.
I'm not a horse husband. And I still like this.
And it's really hard to screw up. When you wrap, you can bow tendons, and that worries people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, being too loose, too tight.
And then so you overcompensate because you're like, I'm too tight, and then it's too loose, and it doesn't work.
Exactly. Blah, blah. Where right. this is, you put it around the leg, you hook, you zip, the compression's already there, you can't mess it up.
It's the first one I've seen with a zipper, and I really, really like that because you're right. It's so easy to do. Now, is it one? How about sizing? How's it sized?
There are 5 standard sizes. You do still have to take measurements of the horse's legs so you get the right compression.
Okay.
So you still have to do a little bit of work.
Too loose or too tight. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I assume if it's too tight, you won't be able to zipper it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So. If it's pulling and you can't zipper it, it's too tight.
Now, one of the things I worry about, and I'm nitpicky because I've been in, you know, like Helena, we've been in tack and sales for a long time, is one of the problems we've always seen, whether it's boots or different products that have zippers, is especially going around the horse's leg, is it going to get gunked up and then the zipper not going to be able to work?
It doesn't. We've actually changed the zipper a few different times. We've gone with a bigger zipper that has larger teeth so that it is easier with the dry mud.
Can you wash it out? Or is
they are machine washable and machine dryable.
Oh, awesome.
So that makes them even better.
So they don't shrink?
They don't.
Okay.
And the material is compression material, but I do see that it's see-through. That's the technical term, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of breathability?
Yeah. There is. It's a two-way stretch, so it does have some breathability to it. So the horse's leg's not going to sweat inside of it like most neoprene things that you find.
Yeah. I mean, the neoprene's good for ice fishing and stuff. But
and there's no seam, so there's no pressure points.
Now, what's it? Is it sold by the piece?
You can do by piece, usually by pair. You'll find them in the stores by pair.
And what's it retail on those?
Retail, they're $200 for a pair.
Okay.
Front or back legs.
And they should last me?
They at least 6 months guaranteed, but if you take care of them, years after.
Now, let's get to this horse of yours, because everybody that listens to the show knows my favorite horse in the whole world is a big black Percheron. And you ride?
A Percheron.
A big black Percheron. How big is yours?
He is about 17 hands.
Yeah.
So he's...
That means he's 18 hands.
Yeah. And let me tell you, he's a Percheron. He's got the bulk.
I
saw pictures.
Oh, yes. He's still got a little filling off to do in his chest.
He's only five. Yeah, and they grow to really 6 or 7.
So he's got a little bit.
We were shocked that ours at 5. We were like, oh, he's done. He was 18 hands. By the time he was 7, he was 18 and a half hands.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was amazing. We still had growth after that 5th year.
Well, maybe he'll still get a little bit bigger. They say by 8.
And you're not that tall.
No. Oh, no. He's
how do you put the bridle on?
He's actually learned to drop his head very well.
Otherwise, you need a ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even step up into the stirrup to throw my feet over. I have to use a mounting block.
Now, we saw pictures of you doing what with your Percheron? What do you do?
We ride Western, and we do halter.
Yeah. Okay, but you do ride him a lot.
And we ride English as well.
Yeah, I thought you did. I thought, yeah.
Yes.
You saw it. Or have you tried to jump him yet?
We have actually tried. One of the little girls at the barn actually did try to jump him, and it was more of a circus and a commotion than anything. We went through the jumps.
Yeah, you knocked a lot down.
That's what she did. Yeah.
Rather than over them or even stop in front of them, we just went through them.
Yes, you know what? Like Tonka toys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Doesn't even notice that they're there. Hey, what size feet does he have? Do you know?
I actually don't know. We're putting shoes on again.
Pie plates?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
When we got ours shod, I mean, it was like $400 because it was, you know, they had to custom make the shoes.
Yes. And they all have to wear, you know, the draft shoes, which are,
we had them go away from that a little bit.
$1 million.
Yeah.
We had them go away from that a little bit, the draft shoes, because they were just so big and bulky.
They are. Yeah. They really are.
And don't let him step on your foot, which you've had experience of.
Which I have. And now I have 2 broken toes.
Yeah, I bet.
Luckily, it's only 2, but...
You know, they're lovely, lovely, and I think yours is probably the same way.
He is the
quietest, most gentle horses ever, and they feel bad if they do step on your foot.
He really does. He's like a giant dog. He follows you around, and he stepped on me, and he knew he was in trouble, and he he was quiet for the rest of the day.
I think they just feel bad that they did it. They don't know what their big feet are doing.
No.
No, and we if were they're stepping on your motion. Little tiny foot, they don't know it either because it's like a flea.
We were in forward motion and there was no stopping him. It was my fault. Oh. I can admit that.
Well, at least he didn't stand and twist.
That's right.
Let me turn the other direction.
So what's the big guy's name?
Pistol.
Pistol, I love that. I love
Pistol
that.
The
Pistol the Percheron.
He should have his own show.
Yeah, does he have a Facebook page? He should.
He doesn't, actually.
Yeah, Pistol the Percheron should
have
a Facebook
that.
Page. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. What is the name of the website? Where can people find these boots?
Equicrown.com.
So you'll find the bandages there at Equicrown.com and coming to many tack shops near you.
Very soon.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank
and
you,
good
guys.
Luck with that big pony
thank
of
you,
yours.
Melissa. Thank you.
All right, our next guest coming up here. Thank you, Tony. Our next guest coming up here is Tony, and we all know him as Dr. Rose's Remedies. And Tony is active on our Facebook page and a very active sponsor of the show, always providing gifts and prizes. And we know just from the feedback on Facebook how many of our listeners absolutely love Dr. Rose's.
Yeah, Glenn, they really do. I really appreciate all your help and sponsorship.
Well, it's been fun. And of course, we believe in the products when, you know, don't tell anybody. And I know I'm not supposed to advertise this, but anytime we have boo-boos, we use them on ourselves, our dogs. We've been putting it on the cat who has an itchy spot. And then the fire ants. Oh, my God. Fire ant bites, for those that don't know, are the worst thing in the world. They will itch for 2 weeks.
You got fire ant bites.
Oh, fire ants are awful down. We have dozens of fire ants nests. And the thing about fire ants, and you probably know this, is they sell fire ant nest stuff and you put it up, you sprinkle it mm-hmm. on top of the nest, and they just move 5 feet over. You cannot get rid of fire ants. And then if you get bit by them, one of the things we notice is anything else we've used, it itches for about a week. With Dr. Rose's, it itches for about 2 days, and then it doesn't itch anymore, which I don't know what miracle's in it, but...
We can't really tell you exactly how it works. We just know it does work. And if we did know, we'd probably have to kill you, Glenn, and we can't have that.
No, no.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to die in breeches. Let's put it that way.
We can talk after the show.
Oh, okay. What, we got to split it 60-40?
That's fine. Okay, we got to get rid of him.
Anyway, I got a few updates.
Yeah.
We now can take care of Proud Flesh in about 14 days. And
Proud Flesh is something that is a bane to every horse owner, mm-hmm. has to deal with at some point or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, again, don't slather my stuff on. It's just, you'd never need more than lip balm. So you don't have to worry about it working. It's going to work, even though you put a little bit.
That's probably the biggest mistake people make, isn't it? Because we're so used to the other stuff we use, taking globules of it,
yep.
and goops of it in your hand and rubbing it on, but you don't have to do that.
And you really can't with my 1 ounce jar. Most people kind of laugh when I hand a horse person a 1 ounce jar. They said, you know, what do you want me to do with this? My horse could probably eat it. And I go, no, don't worry about it. Just use a little bit and it's going to go a long way. One of the people that used my product, Blue Diamond Farms, out of Ohio, they are a quarantine farm.
Oh, yay. The horses coming in from Chicago and
right
up there.
That's and right. They love the stuff because it's one, remember, it's 100% all natural. And two, the fact that it works. He's put up a lot of testimonials on my site, and he just wants to let everybody know that it's doing quite well.
Very good. Well, that says a lot, and it doesn't test. I mean, there's really nothing, and it's going to test.
It's all
is
natural.
It?
Like, right.
Those are my favorite words.
Yeah.
It's all natural,
right.
And it works.
It's backed by a veterinarian.
Very good.
That's
and where
great.
Can people find it again?
It's www.dr, that's D-R, roses, R-O-S-E-S, remedies, R-E-M-E-D-I-E-S.com.
Very good. And Dr. Roses Remedies.com.
Okay, so this is our new winner. We spawned the winner.
Yeah.
Okay, so our new winner is Lauren Colano, and she's with Rider's Sleep.
Is that you?
That's
our next
you.
Guest?
Well, I'm the partner.
Well, sit down
you're
here.
You're
well,
winner, so
congratulations. Gracie's going to spin the wheel, see how much advertising. But this is not rigged, Gracie.
Oh, no.
Gracie picked it, so it was no rig
so
here.
So did I butcher your last name, or did I get it right?
Well, that's actually my partner.
Oh, okay.
Bobby
okay.
Rotman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby.
And you get $200 of free advertising from the Horse Radio Network. So good job.
That's exciting.
Well, that seemed
ironic.
Rigged, but it was not honest.
How ironic. That's
yes,
amazing.
Anyway. Well, your name is Bobby, pulling about an inch from the mic. And now, this is an interesting concept, and Jennifer picked up right on it, because we live in Florida where it's hot and buggy. And we're talking large bugs and small bugs, and Florida has bugs that nobody's ever seen before. And you are down in Wellington, right?
Yes,
so you
we
know
are
about
based
the bugs.
Out of Wellington. We know about the heat, the bugs,
you know,
and everything.
One of the things people don't know about Wellington that, you know, aren't really familiar with Florida is Wellington is beside the biggest swamp in the United States.
Well, actually, it was Everglades.
Yeah.
Wellington was Everglades.
And you know
yes.
what?
I was actually born there.
When you fly in
so I'm a swamp thing.
To that airport there, West Palm, when you fly into West Palm, there's a highway that goes down. And on the one side of the highway, there is a house in every square inch, and it's built up in every square inch. And the other side of the highway is nothing. Just nothing. And it's because it goes out into the swamp.
Into the Everglades.
Everglades. And so you guys get the alligators and the bugs and the spiders. And you get the snakes. You get everything.
Oh, everything. Every swamp thing you could possibly imagine. And things that shouldn't be in the swamp.
That's
come out anyways.
And, of course, when you had the flooding there earlier, was it this year or last year?
It was last year.
You had the alligators coming out in people's yards.
Oh, they were floating up the driveways and the rings. And it was, yeah. It
Swanky
was,
Ellington was, or Wellington yeah. saw a little bit of nature that time.
That's right. Yeah, that's yeah. right.
Well, now you came out with these and tell everybody what they are. And then I'm going to pick on you a little bit because I think it's kind of silly, but you almost talked me out of the silly part. All right. So go ahead.
This is called Rider's Sleeves, and it's a UV sleeve that also keeps your arm cooler. So it has a cooling fiber in it and you can feel it when you put it on. It's one size fits all.
Okay,
so it will fit
I might as well. I'm wearing breeches.
I'm getting dressed. It will fit over your really big muscles. Oh, my gosh. Your muscles are so big. Your muscles are so big.
I love Bobby.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
look
don't
that.
I look good with
and
my breeches
look,
and my sleeve?
You have
sexy.
Even bigger muscles with those.
Hey, Jennifer, look.
It gives you the appearance that you're
Isn't
like
that
Arnold
good?
Schwarzenegger.
I look good. With my breeches, too? Oh.
You cool it?
Oh, it is cool.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So if you get a little bit of a breeze, you actually feel the cooling effect.
I'm not telling you. I mean, I got this whole thing in my whole arm, and it's cool.
And now you're chilly, aren't you?
Alina, you're bad this morning.
Oh
it
my
is
God,
cool.
We're fanning yeah. the kids.
It really is. You have to try these,
okay,
Alina.
Keep
try the other
all right.
One. I thought this would be hot because it really covers up your whole arm. It's a sleeve that goes from your wrist all the way up, all the way up to
yep.
your armpit,
up,
basically.
Yep. So yeah. if you have a polo shirt on, it'll go right up under the sleeve of your polo.
And Helena's putting one on at this very moment. Now we're going to blow on her.
Okay, so you put it on, and you know when you put on any new article of clothing that it's cool. It's cool.
See, but when the air is on
it. You feel the
it?
Difference?
Yeah.
You feel the airflow
it's
difference?
Cool.
And
yes.
if it's really, really hot, if you wet the sleeve and you put it on, it'll cool down your body temperature.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, my gosh.
The overheating
yeah.
effect.
I'm fanning my arm. Like, yeah. Let's see.
Look at those
I'm
guns.
I'm fanning my own arm. My guns.
Yeah, look at those guns.
See, and it makes your muscles look bigger.
Well, you got some guns there, Bobby, too. So, I can tell you're a rider.
Got these. Makes your muscles look bigger, so you look a little tougher.
You look a little tougher. So when your thoroughbred sees you coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
He says, I'm going to get that teacup canner today. So this is really cool. So it does. So why would you wear these? Tell me what applications would be.
Well, there's a few reasons to wear these instead of. I mean, I know that you'd made the comment about why not just wear a long sleeve.
Yeah, why
shirt.
Not wear a long sleeve shirt? Right.
Well,
the
first
technical
of all,
shirts now have similar material, and they're long. Jennifer wears some, but tell us why you know this is better than that.
Well. This is better for a couple of reasons. First of all, some people just don't like to wear the long sleeve shirts. Even the technical, the new fibers and stuff, they just don't want to wear a long sleeve shirt. Plus, if you're showing in a polo and the jumper ring or something, you can wear these all day. Right before you go in the ring, pull them off, show, put them back on. Sometimes also in the long sleeve shirts, you sweat and the whole shirt is wet. So what if you go in an AC store or something like that? You're cold. You're really cold. Whereas with these, you can pull them off. So it gives you the option. If you're driving, you can wear them. There's so many other sports you can wear them in as well, not just riding. So there's a lot of uses for it. It's really a preference. You know, some people are good with wearing a long sleeve shirt and that's fine. And then some people would rather wear their polo and expose their barn name on their shirt, on their polo shirt that they've had hundreds of them made
mm-hmm.
and not be able to, and not have to have the farmer's tan.
Right. Well,
you know?
And
yeah,
two, you know, bugs is another reason, obviously, mosquitoes
bugs.
And bugs. And you know, not unique to Florida is our spider webs, which you hate getting on you. I mean, and you have them down there, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something else. I can see it. After you explained that you could take them off and still be wearing the same shirt, you know, and not have to worry about that, that made sense.
And it saves on that funny tan that everybody gets if you're wearing your
polo.
The farmer's tan. That's the whole point is to obviously save your arms from the sun.
Cool.
Because these are 99% UV, which is, it's better than sunscreen. It's better than most material out there. It's very hard to get a material that is that UV. Even rash guards for the water is not that high of UV content.
Can these get wet?
Yes, they can get wet. Yeah, if you wet them and put them on, they'll cool down your body temperature. If it's really hot, like we were up at Saugerties a few weeks ago where it was like 100 degrees, you take a spray bottle and you spray them. And you just, as they dry, if you're hot again, you spray them again. And you just feel the, you know, it just makes the air a little bit more sensitive and cools off your body temperature.
Now, I assume they come in all kinds of good colors.
They come in blue, pink, white, and black. Okay. And next year, we're probably going to expand the color line. But at the moment, they're blue, pink, white, and black.
I like the blue ones. I haven't seen the pink. I'm sure I'd like the pink, too. But the
and
blue
you're
is
wearing
like
the black,
baby.
I see.
I'm wearing the black.
And the black looks really cool.
Yes. Thanks.
Yeah, they really show off guns well.
She looks like a ninja.
Yes, she does.
I feel like an NFL player in my
A very good-looking ninja, I'm going to add.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, this is great. Where can people find them?
Riderssleeves.com. We've also got them in some tack stores. So if they go to their local tack store, they can ask about them. But the website is pretty basic, Riderssleeves, just like it sounds, .com. And that's where they can find all the information about it. And we'll pretty soon have actually a list of tack stores you can get it, but you can also buy it online there.
Well, Jennifer, I know this is one of her picks of the show, and I don't think you're going to be going back with those sleeves because Jennifer's grabbing them right now. But that, it was definitely one of Jennifer's picks of the show. So
excellent. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you guys having us on the show. It's been a lot
of
fun.
Well, we'll be contacting you about doing your advertising for
yes,
you.
Yes, now that we've won. We're winners in all arenas today.
Yes,
all
well,
arenas.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Good job. We all get in a rut when it comes to shopping for horse supplies online. If you have not tried horselovers.com yet, then you are missing out on one of the world's largest online tack shops and all the best brands like Noble Outfitters, Ariat, Turn 2, Tough One, Professional's Choice, Weaver, and many, many more. Visit horselovers.com every day to see their daily deals and flash sales. Horselovers.com has everything for the Western and trail rider. So get on over to horselovers.com today and save. Damien, so hop in here. Damien is from a company called Free Jump. Need to be about an inch from the microphone. And one of the things we wanted to do for everybody this morning was to find companies that were represented by guys with accents. And that's what we found.
Ooh la la.
So Damien, say something in your native tongue too. Say hello to everybody.
Bonjour tout le monde. Nous sommes lundi matin ici à Philadelphie Expo Center and je suis vraiment content de vous avoir devant moi. Et on va discuter un peu de stirrups and shoes and footwear and everything.
So all the 20-year-old women at home are probably wondering if you're single.
Yes.
I am, but I am about double their age. So
So sorry, ladies.
He's taken.
He's out of your league.
And you know, I don't think he swore at us either because my mom spoke French and I knew all the swear words. I knew all of them.
Love it.
The only words I knew.
Let's keep it politically correct.
Yes. Right? All right. Tell us about Free Jump. What's the company?
So Free Jump, how much time do we have though?
We have about 5 minutes.
Okay. Free Jump started really with one product, which called the Free Jump Collar in 2001. Several years before the company really started, because the company really started with the first stirrups in 2005, 2006. For some people who are maybe a little older than 20 years old, they could maybe remember a click-in stirrup, a stirrup which is attached to the shoe with some kind of giant staples.
We talked about those at
the time.
Under
the foot plates
of
the shoe. And many riders got onto it, and the company got famous for that. It was the safest stirrup that was ever made, actually, because as soon as you were falling off the horse, you were getting out of the stirrup. But it's not a stirrup made for everybody, because your foot is at the same position, fixed on the foot plates of the stirrup, which is not very normal. You need to make some adjustment as you're riding. So Our best-selling product is Astira, and it has a flexible outside branch. That model started in 2009. A few versions have been on the market, and we've been starting to sell this in the US 3 years ago. That stirrup is really our best-selling product. It gives more safety to the rider because it gives a chance to get out of it if you are falling or if you are being dragged. But it has also many other features that give you a very, very good leg position. Your heel is further down without you having to push for it. The stirrup goes forward and your heel goes further down, so your leg is in a better position. Your body is in a better position as you're riding. The grip is fantastic. It's not too much. It's not too weak. The stirrup always stay right there, with next to the horse, so you can find it with your foot without having to look for it, because the angle of the main branch of the stirrup is not in an, standard position. So the stirrup wants to be right there where your foot is.
It has the studs. It has the regular pad on it with the bumps, but yes. Then it also has studs too.
Exactly. So it's a very technical product. It is for sure the most technical stirrup there is on the market today. It's 100% made in France. We have several suppliers supplying us that were selected to manufacture certain parts of the stirrup. It's assembled. All those parts are assembled in France as well. And those studs, for instance, the idea is coming from the track and field running shoes. It's the same kind of studs. There is a tool. So you can remove those studs
if you
need to.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no need
like
to.
Like if you didn't want to ride with them for some reason.
For some reason, or if they were to grind after several years. It's been 4.5 years that model is on the market, and we are just starting to see some stirrups coming back with the studs that need to be replaced. So it's a very technical product. And the idea with FreeJump is not to do different products just to be different, but to do the best product we can for the performance of the sport. When we release a product, it's being developed hand in hand with some of the best riders in the world. We have the chance to have a very close relationship with many of them in every country.
Well, go ahead and name the big one.
Well, in the US, Kent and BZ are using our products, but really in Europe.
Oh, yeah, a certain inventor who just won a gold medal is using it.
Michel Jung, gold medal in the Olympics.
Michael Young, yes.
Yeah, Michael Young.
We saw him wearing these on TV.
Yeah, the stirrups, the footwear as well.
What color did he have?
It varies. He's using red sometimes, sometimes the silver, which is a new color for the past 6 months, and also black or brown.
And that is the thing. It comes in colors, which is cool.
So yeah. We were the first stirrup company to make colors since 2007. We've had colors. Since 2006, we had colors. That was a way for us. When you see the rider, you see the helmet very well. You see the brand of the helmet. So my manager thought that would be fun to have colors. And now you can see that colors are everywhere in all kinds of products. It gives you a chance to give more visibility, and it's also fun. We have a second type of stirrup, which is not available in the US yet. That will be next year, which is a smaller version. And that one we've added, the idea of having what we call pins, little pieces on the sides of the stirrup where you can put your country flag color and also some fun other prints that we do.
That's cool.
It is beautifully made. And you know what sticks out to me with this product is I ride a lot of young horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the child stirrups with just the rubber bands is what I normally use, because if they are to take off or mounting or anything, you know, if you're breaking them, you worry about, you know, having that stirrup. But this would be able to replace that, and I wouldn't look like I'm riding in 10-year-old stirrups.
Absolutely. So for the US market, we had to come up with a silver color. Because for some sports, so we do have the silver since December in the adult version, and we are working on getting the younger, junior, smaller version also into the silver color.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge technically to get it done, so we are working on this. This stirrup can be used in Hunter, and hopefully more and more judges will accept in equitation to also see this product being used by the riders. We are pretty excited about this.
Well, we are running out of time, and I know you have other cool products. Where can people go see all the products?
FreeJumpSystem.com.
FreeJumpSystem.com, for those of you that can't understand a sexy French accent, right?
FreeJumpSystem.com. And I'm sure you can go on Horse Radio Network.
I just need
Network.
To go home, because who's going to be better than that today? I just, you know, they're listening to me going, God, him again.
And I'm sure you can go on Horse Radio Network. .com something. and fun information about Free Jump, right?
That's right. It's going to be on our show notes today. Thank you for that lead in. I do want to mention that all of the products that we're talking about today with pictures will be on our website and on today's episode, and we'll also be posting them on Facebook. So thank you very
much. Thank you so much, everybody. Damian. Have a wonderful day. Merci beaucoup.
Kat,
au revoir.
You have to give the stirrup back.
Kat. I'm going to be visiting. What booth
number are you in? He's in 1630. So there you go.
1630. I'll be there later.
See you guys. Like
thanks, Damian.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Today's Horse Health Report is brought to you by ND Flax Milling. Find them online at ndflaxmill.com. ND Flax Milling is a family-owned business, producing quality products for their customers for generations. ND Flax Milling has an FDA-inspected mill, certified organic, non-GMO, whole flax seed that is milled at room temperature and then packaged and stored at room temperature away from any heat or light sources. This proprietary milling process keeps all of the omega-3s intact, so your horse can benefit from all of flax's natural nutrients, yet it's convenient for busy horse owners with a shelf life of up to 2 years. No more daily battles with the coffee grinder! Visit ND Flax online at ndflaxmill.com to purchase or to learn more. And back with us again, Dr. Tanya Cubitt from Performance Horse Nutrition, the gal that I call on a regular basis here at the Horse Tip Daily Show to clear up any question I've got about horse nutrition, because it's doggone a confusing topic. Welcome back, Dr. Tanya Cubitt.
Thank you, Jennifer. Always good to be back. Yes, can be confusing, but hopefully I can unconfuse it a little bit.
You can unconfuse it a little bit. And then every time I chat with you, I get unconfused about another part. And then I learn some more stuff. And then I have questions about that. It's a never-ending circle.
It is. It is. It will go on forever.
That's job security, so it's a good thing.
Yes.
There we go. Well, this is the second in our five-part series of horse nutrition glossary terms. Last time we did energy and calorie. You can go and find that on horsetipdaily.com. This time, the words of the day, once again, the Sesame Street method, is brought. This show is brought to you by the letter F for forage and fiber, because they both, to me, sound like they ought to be the same thing, but perhaps not. So enlighten me.
Well, yes, again, people sometimes use these terms interchangeably. I'm feeding my horse some fiber, or I'm feeding him some forage. They can be used interchangeably, but I prefer to separate them. Forage, if we look up the Wikipedia definition for forage, is a plant material, mainly leaves and stems, eaten by grazing livestock. When I talk about forage, I talk about pasture, hay pellets, any kind of processed forage product, beet pulp. That's what I consider forage. Fiber, on the other hand, fiber is an ingredient, is part of anything that's plant-based. So oats, for example, have a very fibrous seed coat, so they contain fiber, but I don't consider them a forage.
Uh-huh. So all forages are fibers, but not all fibers are forages?
Correct. Woo-hoo! Yes. And then when we look at fiber, if we get a hay report back, or if we've tested an ingredient, a feed ingredient, then we can break it down even further into, in horses, we'll look at acid detergent fiber, neutral detergent fiber. Now, these are analytical terms, and really they equate to the amount of digestibility. So acid detergent fiber, the easiest way I explain that to people is that's the digestibility of the fiber. Neutral detergent fiber is the palatability, how readily the animal wants to consume it. These terms come into play when people talk about first cut versus second cut hay. Well, my horse doesn't like to eat first cut hay. I guarantee if we look at the hay report, if we've had it tested, the ADF and the NDF values will be quite high. It's not very digestible, and it doesn't taste very good. fibers can also have the non-digestible fibers, like hemicellulose, lignin, for example. That's getting a little bit more complicated. But really, forages, hay, pasture, beet pulp, fibers are in any plant. Anything that comes from a plant has a fiber in it.
So our horses need forage to keep their digestive system happy and content.
Yes.
Do our horses, there's digestible fiber and non-digestible fiber. Do our horses need both kinds of fiber?
Yes. One way to kind of explain that to people is a lot of times when we get to the end of winter time, especially in areas where there's a lot of snow or we have quite a strong winter where the grass is really non-productive, so the horses aren't getting much from it, people will say, well, why is my horse starting to chew the fences all of a sudden? You know, we're getting into the end of winter, into the end of February, maybe beginning of March. He's all of a sudden started to chew the fences or chew the trees. Why? And I say, well, what kind of hay are you feeding? Or what fiber source are you feeding to your horse? Well, I know that I want to make sure they're getting the best nutrition, so I saved the really leafy, highly digestible second cut hay for the winter time. And really what those horses are doing is craving some non-digestible fibers. So it's the bacteria in the gut are really craving some of those non-digestible fibers.
I never knew that.
Yes, they do need both types.
So a horse whose diet overall, regardless of what time of year, is lacking in non-digestible fibers may be the one who's craving to munch on and consume woody stuff that he's able to get
exactly
a hold of because he's wanting that. How fascinating. Yes. Wow, that's a light bulb spot right there for me.
Huh. Simple fix, throw in some first cut hay. That's just going to, yes, you're probably going to get more nutrition out of your second cut hay if it's very low in the ADF and NDF values, i.e. it's high in digestibility, so those all the nutrients are unlocked easier and the horse can digest it easier. But if they start to chew on things, throw in a flake or two of the more non-digestible, the more stemmy hay.
That is so
you have to be careful to go the flip side.
Well,
for
sure,
example,
because
down
then
in Florida where you are, you don't want to feed a really, really stemmy hay as the only thing you feed, because then you can run into the problem of impaction colic. It can get stuck in the digestive system if it really isn't able to be broken down. If it's too high in those non-digestible fibers, then we can have an issue.
So it's a balancing act, just like everything else with nutrition.
Yes,
it is. Well, that was so fascinating. I never knew any of those little bits and pieces about digestible versus non-digestible fibers. So for listeners out there in the equinosphere who have many more question marks floating around above their heads, where can they find Dr. Tanya Cubitt?
Excellent. They can find me at performancehorsenutrition.com. And we also now have a YouTube channel. We've been doing some little videos, so check us out there too.
Cool. Thanks a bunch. We'll see you again soon.
Well, now we have our next guest. We have them all lined up, too, with a variety of products this morning. And we wanted something that had homewares. And Jennifer was over at their booth yesterday. It's called the French Laundry. And then she spent money. I won't say for who, because they might be listening. But she did spend money for gifts yesterday. And we have, your first name is?
Debbie.
We have Debbie from the French Laundry on. Debbie, tell us about the French Laundry. It was a cool booth.
Well, thank you very much. We started out as a company that just produced fabric, and we've been doing that for about 8 years. We were weaving a lot of our own fabrics in North and South Carolina. I fox hunt, I event, and have
horses. We played
horses.
The horns at the beginning of the show this morning.
I heard that. I heard that.
You're all the way at the
Mine
other
was
end.
Pathetic. Exactly. That was the one that hardly
that's
came
funny.
Out.
And that's funny.
And I think we always like to kind of make things that appeal to us. So because of the fact that I hunt and ride and have a foxhound for a pet, we decided to roll out the horse and hound collection, which is what we are premiering here at this show.
Now, the fabrics are different. I don't know if you've seen them, Kat, but the fabrics are different because they're kind of old-timey. I don't know what the right word is.
Well,
but
we like to go back. Vintage.
Thank
is
you.
A big vintage is a big word.
I'm an old timer. That's what made me think of old.
Vintage sounds a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
All of our fabrics are going to have a little bit of a vintage feel to them. Okay. Like to go back and use a lot of plaids and tartans and tweeds and linens, that things that have a really nice soft, washed, warm feel.
Kind of reminded me of Little House on the Prairie, the kind of fabrics you would actually see in that time.
And a lot of those fabrics were woven. I mean, those were fabrics that we made here in the U.S. So anytime I can find a company that makes fabrics here, we make our own. And that gives us a really unique look.
It does.
Yeah.
And people love USA made. That is
so
that
much
is
more
great.
So now than we did even 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There's been a huge movement back to purchasing products that are made from fabrics that are actually made here in the U.S. or mm-hmm. certainly made in the U.S.
Yeah.
And we run a nice workroom in High Point, North Carolina, employ a lot of women that are cutting and sewing and putting all this together for us.
Wow.
It's so funny because my mom actually, we had a factory on our block that made clothing, and my mom worked in that clothing factory for almost 30 years.
Where were you from?
What Pennsylvania, part? Lancaster County.
A lot of clothing used to be done here. And in South Carolina and North Carolina, pretty much now, it's just companies that sell, but everything is made offshore, which is sad. So we like the fact that we're able to do it here.
Sure. My mom could sew, by the way, because after working there for 30 years, she could make anything.
Well, the funniest thing about me, I don't even know how to turn a sewing machine on. And the women in our workroom, they die laughing because I can design it, I can engineer it, but I don't know the first thing about sewing.
Well, what are the products for horse people?
The products for horse people that we are carrying and we're showcasing at this particular market, lots of great pillows. Pillows with all different disciplines of horses, whether it be fox hunting or jumping. We also have napkins, placemats, table runners. We've got a pillow that we have got the pony and her best friend. All of our pillows, we like to put a lot of attention to detail as far as the piping and the trim and the flat flange. We have placemats and napkins, table runners, lots of things for the home. I think, those of us that ride horses become a lifestyle. And you like to bring that back into your home. You know, it's not just when you're at the barn. So we've kind of gone into every category. We do bedding, pillows, duvets, dust skirts, shams, dog beds. We make shower curtains. So it's a complete, we're able to give you the complete equestrian lifestyle you can have in your home, not just when you're at the barn.
I like these placemats are here.
Those placemats are out of a really great wash linen.
It looks almost like burlap.
Mm-hmm. Or people would say hemp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's got that great, like you said, old-timey.
We call it vintage. I love
look
these things.
And this looks like it's almost like an imprinted photo.
And one of the unique things we do, we made the investment a few years ago of purchasing the printer that allows us to do this. My daughter, who's 14, does a lot of the artwork for us.
Oh, wow.
So she actually will, work on designs.
Is that her?
She does the artwork? She does
Excellent.
A lot of artwork.
Come over here and sit down. You have to talk. Wait, is it Morgan?
That is awesome.
Actually, this is Taylor. She's wearing Morgan's
Taylor.
Badge.
Okay. Yeah. Taylor, you're the daughter. Come up real close to the mic. Okay. So you're an artist. Is this yours?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
And you actually draw these or paint these?
No. We just find them on the internet.
And then you put it. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And we'll sometimes work with artists and purchase different people's art. And then Taylor does. She'll design, she'll take an idea for an old feed sack image, and she'll design those and then create those on the computer herself.
Slave labor. That's what she's got. It's
are
like the old
paid?
Days.
In a sweatshop.
That's
but
it. It's a sweatshop.
Don't tell her that.
It's old time fabric and old time labor.
But it is in the U.S., so don't get too worried.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you do, I'm sure our listeners are dying to know, as am I, can you do a custom print?
Yes, and custom has become a big part
of
the company.
Our logo?
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Taylor, it's helpful when she's not in school, which I love summers and holidays. We will do
She'd probably rather not go anyway. So.
But we will
She'll gladly not start this ball.
Yeah.
We will do custom barns. We'll do custom fox hunts. If people want to send an image, we've got a store that's sending their logo. Her sister had done some art for her and that she wanted that put on product. And that's one of the things that really separates and makes our products unique and different is that you can do custom.
Thinking that Horse Radio Network logo right there would look really good on a pillow. Don't you think?
Yeah. It could also go on a cafe towel or a napkin or a placemat. So you can put it on any number of items.
And Jennifer Jennifer bought a bunch of that yesterday.
And you could have had those at home.
Now,
with your very
I assume there's an upcharge to get the
setup?
There
is no upcharge. And that's the one thing that we feel like makes
Taylor
it so
works
affordable.
For free. This is why.
Exactly. It just costs me a lot in shoes and clothes, but other than that, but no, we don't upcharge for custom, and I think that's
this is kind of cool. You have a job where you can play with art, which you probably love.
Yeah, I do. It's fun,
and you get to play with art. Who? What other kid at 14 gets to do that?
I don't think anyone.
No,
my friends do it.
That's very cool, though.
That is really cool.
Because when you get out of high school, you're going to actually have a skill that they aren't going to have.
She actually has a resume.
So yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Very good on you, girl.
Thank you.
Good on you. Take that. We're going to talk.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about that. All right.
Custom.
Some custom.
We're going to talk about some custom stuff for Horse Radio Network. This is very cool.
Yeah. Well, very well made.
And what are the price points like on the pillows?
So pillows are going to be anywhere from $19. This would be the most expensive. That's $42.
Okay.
We've tried to make it affordable. Again, the quality you can see. Yeah. All the inserts are a feather down insert. So again, just a nice soft quality pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, that price point for this.
Yeah.
How well this is made.
Yeah. You pay that for the cheap ones at Kohl's. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 And these are staying with us, right?
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. Where can people find them?
A lot of the stores who have shopped here. So we've got tech stores.
You were busy yesterday. We couldn't even get in to talk to you yesterday.
We were very busy.
That's great.
So, checking out local tech stores in your area, certainly up and down the East Coast. Mm-hmm.
Can they buy them online, or is it too big to ship?
Well, no, it's not too big to ship. Taylor, who is also my girl that handles all the technology for the company, we are going to sort out how we can actually sell online. One of the things which we've tried to not do is not to compete with our retailers. Mm-hmm. So we've got to work out how we do a website that's going to give a true retail so that a customer can either buy it from us or buy it from that store.
Okay. Is there anything you don't do?
I pretty much do everything.
And she also fox hunts. So.
Oh, do you?
I do.
What? Tell us about your horse real quick.
Well, I actually don't have a horse right now. I'm using one of my trainer's horses. But
her pony. She got too big for her pony.
What kind of pony? I'm a pony guy.
She was just a good old mutt.
A mutt?
Mayfair and would do anything.
Yeah.
So, it's hard when you have to get rid of the pony that will do anything. And then you go to horses that you actually have to do something.
I shed a lot of tears over
no,
that.
No, it is. Yeah. And it's so hard
that
to go.
Hard.
And that's a hard step to make from a pony that you could totally trust and then go to, kind
of
the
hard.
Unknown.
Yeah.
So she's using, we're at a barn that we event, and she's using one of our trainer's horses right now while we're in the process of looking. So.
I have one of those phonies. I went from the one that would do anything to now the one that I don't totally trust. So I get
it. And it's a trust factor, being on something. So,
yeah.
Our search will continue.
Well, good for you guys for bringing something new and different to the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you talking
What's
about
What's the website again?
It is FrenchLaundryHome.com.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will do
All that. Right, have a seat. We have Lauren coming up, who I met. I met because they were the two wild girls over there. And you have to be right up against the mic.
Look at her pretty shirt.
I know.
This because I just love
I know.
That.
Lean in. You've got to be an inch away. So there you go. So we have Lauren here. She's from a company called Chill Out Horsewear, right?
Yes, I am.
And out of Britain.
I am, yes. UK.
Okay. What part?
Cheshire, England.
Oh, very good. And it was her and her other British friend, and they were wowing everybody because one, the accent, that was one thing. But you have a really cool clothing line, and you started it, right?
I did, yes, just over 12 months ago.
Tell everybody how you got the money to start this company. Listen to this.
Okay. I don't often tell people, but Sharon seems to tell everyone.
You'll tell a couple of hundred thousand.
Yes. Now we're going to tell everybody.
Basically, I sold my wedding dress. It was a dream that I wanted to do, and so I wanted to do it myself. So I had my wedding dress. It was a huge Hollywood Dreams wedding dress, and I decided, right, I'm going to sell it, get the money together, and put it towards like the deposit for my first collection of horse rugs. So, yes.
That's a great idea.
Well, you're never going to use it again. Well, I mean, what'd your husband say?
He wasn't bothered because I think that he's hoping that I don't need it again.
Right, exactly.
Hey, if I needed it again, I'd be buying another one.
That's right. But it's a good use. I like that. This is a way to recycle wedding gowns.
Start a business.
Start a business. Entrepreneurship 101. Get married first, hawk the dress.
Yeah, that's right. Then start your business.
Yes. So, but I haven't seen this.
Well, tell us about Chill Out. It's so cool. You should see the riding jackets they have. They are very cool.
I'm going to have to go there. Yeah, okay. Basically, we are quite a fashion-forward, unique brand. But basically, we started off as a horsewear company. The idea was that it was like chill out, as in keeping the chill out for the horse when you put the rug on the horse. I've designed this crest, which has the crown. You can't see it on this one, but it's got like a crown and like a horse and the Union Jack in the center. And everyone was loving the brand and said, put it on clothes. So
it looks royal.
Yeah. We started with a few polo shirts and hoodies and everyone loved it. And then we just progressed to breeches and then a winter collection and it's just gone crazy. So
it's very colorful. See, that's the thing about it. Everything is very colorful.
How did I miss this
wish
booth?
You had brought one of those jackets along. I gotta send Jennifer over to get one. Yeah. Jennifer. Hey. Hey, Jennifer, can you go to Chill Out and get the one riding jacket that we really liked?
Can you get my size? Can you get my size?
Do you know the booth number?
1242.
1242. She'll be right back. All right. Yeah. So she's going to... No, we're good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have got quite a colorful collection. We like to stand out at Chill Out and be bright. We have like at the moment, we have two kind of color ranges, which is like a blue and orange. And then we have a black and red. They're this season's kind of colors. And then we also have like a few other like reds, and we really like to embrace.
Your saddle pads are so classy looking. They are. They're so we have some really neat saddle pads.
You make.
I wanted
coats.
To take one home.
We make shirts.
Yeah, we make show coats, show tops, show shirts. We do breeches, all high waisted. As in, one second.
Yep.
Up there, you can show the video. There you go. She's now showing off her butt on video right there.
They're so cute.
They are cute.
Yeah, they have a silicone seat, which is like a floral silicone seat, which really helps you stick in the saddle, which is great for someone like me that struggles.
Yeah, and you and me. And I want to look good while I'm looking stupid.
We always said Velcro. You needed Velcro. Well, you've got almost Velcro there. Yeah.
It's the current Velcro, and we've actually been called a sassy brand, which we quite liked today, but we was a bit worried when we first turned up. We kind of looked round and was like, oh, we're so different. Are people going to like us? And we've secured 7 retailers so far over the last
2 days. Had retailers in England and the UK and Europe too?
Yes, and New Zealand and Australia and Canada.
Well, hello to all our Australian friends because we have a lot of listeners down there. So.
Well, you know, it's funny because you think of the European countries as being classic and traditional, but it's really the Americans who are not keen on giving up tradition. So we're really starting to follow suit with our European friends who have brought new and wonderful things to the market. You know, there's this idea that for something to function, it can't look pretty. And that bubble has been burst. And now we're like, okay, you know, sticking in the saddle can look pretty. It can have a floral design. It doesn't have to be stripes or squares.
No, that's exactly it. The UK... like only recently embraced it with relaxing a lot of our rules. And yeah, and I can see that with the customers I spoke to here, I can see that it is starting. It's very, very early stages, probably like what UK was like 18 months ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's fun. And the thing is, there's no reason why you can't go down to your stable and be fashionable and look good. And I think it is becoming one of those kind of industries, whereas you want to look good. And so many people like turn around and say, oh, where'd you get that? We've just been walking around this morning and we've been stopped by so many people asking about the show jackets and things like that.
And the shirt, I assume, is one you have for sale. That is pretty.
This is the lace show shirt. And,
it's very Victorian classy, actually.
This is our like snooty fox range, we call it. This is hugely popular in the UK. And as you can see on this arm, this is like the kind of snoot. This is our like luxury range.
I like it a lot.
We called it Snooty Fox, again, a kind of sentimental name, because my mum's cousin used to have a brand called Snooty Fox, and they closed it down due to personal issues about 10, 15 years ago. So to honour it, and just because it was like a family kind of name, we decided to name the luxury line as Snooty Fox. So Snooty Fox by Chill Out.
It's the Snooty.
All right, Helena, you're going to have to try this coat on for the video.
This is the casual
you're going to love. these coats.
This is the casual jacket. It's the
these are really,
jacket.
Really cool. Tell popular. Us about it so for the listeners on the radio.
Yeah, this one retails out at £100 UK or $160. It's a fully waterproof and windproof jacket. It's very stylish.
This one
and,
that Helena's trying on is red.
It's got
kind of a fire engine red.
Yeah, it's got.
But it's very fitted.
It is very fitted. And it's perfect for like.
Oh, looks
weather.
Great on you, Helena.
It's got a double zip as well, so you can ride in it in the rear vent.
Oh, turn around. Turn around to show the back riding part. Flap your vent.
The vent to the back.
Yeah, yeah, flap your vent. There you go.
It's really comfortable. So it's stretchy.
Yes, she's saying it's stretchy and comfortable.
Waterproof?
Waterproof.
Fully waterproof and windproof.
Jennifer wants one of those, by the way. We're going to have to make that happen, I think. Now, have her try on that coat. The show coat is just... I love yeah. this show coat.
This is the brand new...
It is so cool.
Show jacket.
This is show so cool, the show coat coming up. And Helena's going to be trying on. Tell us about the show coat.
The show coat is very light and very, very stretchy. It's like a second skin.
Oh, does that look good on you?
It's so soft,
it really does.
It?
Even with your shorts, it looks great, Helena.
It's got like the pop of studs, which has got the crests embossed on them. This is actually a prototype, so the zips will
isn't that cool
at the moment,
looking? It is very
silver.
Fancy looking. It has the red collar and it has red pocket flaps. Oh, and there's the flap. Yeah, that is very neat
does
looking.
That come in plain?
Does it come in plain?
At the moment, it doesn't. That literally is just coming. Well, we have it in a similar, but it's all it is plain black, but it's got the edging isn't white. It's like a gold color.
Oh, cool. But it's still going to have the red?
It's going to have no red. It's just going to be all black with a bit of gold. So it's for the more subtle rider. And it's got crystal buttons rather than the press
that
studs.
That is very cool. Are you thinking about now the collar and the pocket tops are the red color. Are you thinking about doing a blue or anything else?
Yes, we will. This is like literally just being put in production. So we will be adding to the color ranges of this because it is hugely popular already and it hasn't even hit the market. So yes, we will be doing all sorts.
That is very, very neat. I think. No. Yeah. Helena's over here doing calisthenics and apparently it's working. She's doing Pilates.
The lining,
it's
very light. The lining is elasticated. So it's sort of like, so there's no, restrictions with the lining.
How much is that one? I looked at that yesterday, and Jennifer said the same thing. What would you think that would be if you saw that in a store price wise? That's what I said. We said $500. Yeah. Helena just said over $400. How much is it retail?
Retail, that one's $240. That's the top of the range one we do. The standard one would be $160.
These look like $400, $500 coats. They really do. It looks so good on you. And you could wear that one not at a show. You could just wear that to the mall or to dinner. I mean, it looks like a fancy coat. It really does.
With a pair of jeans and a scarf.
Yeah. With your shorts. It looks great. It does look good with the shorts, actually. You got an outfit going there, girl.
Starting my
ball
career. 40 plus.
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Well, tell everybody where you can buy your stuff.
Well, we have a website. Please find us at Chill Out Horsewear Limited.
Don't get me wrong, I like a good time just as much as the next guy, but I don't need artificial thrills. Let me tell you how I got this black eye. The other day I got bucked off, I got hung up and drug around a little. Ibuprofen turned my frown upside down. I'm talking ibuprofen will get you through those days. Ibuprofen will help you feel your rage. So here's to knowing feel as broken with just a little ibuprofen. Those Olympians win gold medals 'cause they eat fortified cereal, but the breakfast of rodeo champions is 4 to 5 Advil. And you can tell if they're really wise, 'cause they'll grab a bag of ice before they ride and spread it out and put it on from head to toe. Makes you ready to go and take some ibuprofen to get you through those days. Ibuprofen will help you feel your rage. So here's to knowing you can feel less broken with just a little ibuprofen. Guaranteed to not cause addiction. And you won't even need a prescription. No, you won't. Ibuprofen will get you through those days. Ibuprofen will help you feel your rage. So here's to knowing you can feel less broken with just a little ibuprofen. Yeah, I'm preaching about something I know, and this is my ode to ibuprofen.
Well, now we went from a French accent earlier in the day to a British accent earlier in the day. And if I am correct, and if I remember right, we are going Italian now, aren't we?
You're Woo-hoo! Correct.
And it's Elisa, right? And you say Elisa?
Elisa.
Elisa? Yes. Okay, very good.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and you are from what company?
I'm from KASK. KASK.
Which is K-A-S-K.
K-A-S-K.
K-A-S-K. Yes. You won the booth, or you had a great booth, is what I wanted to say. It
Thank
stood
you.
Out from...
I loved
it
your
did.
Booth. I took a picture of it. I'd never heard of the company before. I'm like, I like them.
And you're
the
first time here from Europe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For this trade show, yeah, it's yes. the first time we're doing it.
And it was clean, it was elegant, and everything was good. But what really caught everybody's attention was your helmets, because they are just different. Tell
Thank
us about
you.
Them.
Okay, so it's the first time we are presenting the collection here in US, actually. The horseback riding helmets have been presented in Spoga last February, so it's something very new for us, even if doing helmets is not news, as we've been doing them for the past 11 years now. We are very focused on helmets and head protection.
And but you did them for other industries too,
yes.
right?
Yes, we are very well known in cycling, which is our biggest business at the moment. And in fact, we are a sponsor of the Sky Team, which is the best professional team worldwide. They won this year for the third time the Tour de France. So we're very happy for this.
Yes, I want to ride my horse in the Tour de France. And I want to wear one of these helmets.
Now, these helmets are really, really cool.
Wow.
The design is really neat on them. And I mean, just tell us some of the features that make them different than others.
First of all, they're 100% designed and made in Italy. The owner of the company is also the person doing all the helmets. So he's very, very picky when it comes for product and safety.
Well, and the Italians are always been into design and clothing and everything. And let me tell you that everybody over there was beautiful, okay, including Lisa, is absolutely beautiful, and the helmet matches you. So,
<Thank you. laughs> so yes, our motto, in fact, is the comfort, safety, design. So, when it comes for safety, for sure, this is the most important thing, as we never have to forget that helmets. Yes, these helmets look good, but they are actually the thing that is going to save your life if something happens. So it's very important that they are safe. All our helmets are, in fact, ASTM certified, and they also have the certification for the new ASTM standard.
I was going to ask you about that, for the new European standard?
In 2016, okay. And for the European standard as
okay,
well,
good.
Yes. And
how similar are the ASTM standards for equestrian helmets versus cycling helmets? Are they very, very different, or are they close enough where...
For cycling, it's a little bit different because there is CE, which is the European norm, and another standard for US, which is CPAC. And it's totally different. Usually the American standard tend to be a little bit more strict than the European one. Mm-hmm. So the polystyrene has to be a little bit more dense. Yes.
The liner comes out. Does it supposed to?
Yeah, of course.
And you can wash it.
You can wash
it. Oh, that is so nice. Yeah. I can't tell you how horrible that is.
Can I try this on?
Sure.
And you know what? Sure. The other thing is, I noticed right away, and I've never seen this before, is the magnet on the strap. Yes.
We are the only company featuring
you look good
this
in it.
Buckle in the horse riding industry. Yes. And
you can do it with one hand.
Oh. Exactly. Yes.
Grace, you're going to love this helmet. I love it.
You look good in it, too.
I'm such a helmet picky person.
Yeah. And the unique part is this helmet has the vents on the top.
Yes. It's very well ventilated. There is a system
the whole top,
of
pretty much. Yeah.
In the styrofoam that allows.
Do you have a little fan in there, too, like air conditioning?
If you want to. We can try.
Now, the other cool thing is where that is vented in the top, you guys have put the flags from the various countries. They're very bright, very colorful. Yes.
You can have this helmet customized in many different ways. You can have them personalized with your own size. You can have Swarovski crystals if you want to. You can have the flag of your country.
Get me one.
You can have the helmet cover with some luxurious leather like lizard, crocodile, and everything.
Now, you had one over there. The silver part on this helmet on the top was trimmed in gold.
Yes.
Now, how much was that helmet?
That's $2,600.
Yeah, it's trimmed in gold. Real
that's
gold.
That's fine.
It's real gold. Yeah.
I touched it and smelled it. It smelled like gold.
I really have to. No, I need to just step back for a second. And this is very serious about head protection and helmets. You really need to have something that's incredibly comfortable and fits your head, because not every helmet design fits. Our heads are shaped differently and so forth. This is incredibly light. Now, I've worn light helmets before that they just don't, I don't want to say they don't feel like they're going to protect my head, but they just, they're kind of like wobbly and they feel a little bit chintzy. This is really honestly one of the most comfortable helmets that I've put on in a very long time.
And it also features something very special, that it's our own patent, which is this adjusting system. This moves and adapts automatically to your head shape.
So that's what I'm saying. Once
you have it on, it blocks the head,
giving you a headache.
Yes.
So this is airy and light. I had not even looked at the clasp. And I was able to figure it out without seeing it. I was able to figure out how to get the magnet to stick and how to undo it without
you make
even
it slide in this way. Yeah.
It's very intuitive. It's very easy to do.
And you're supposed to be able to do it with one hand because of the magnet. So that makes it even better. Yeah. How much do these retail for?
We start from a first price point of $499 US, and
up to $2,400. Apparently,
you can have this particular model.
This one exactly with the shiny frame retails at $549.
And what about the ones with the flags? With the
this is
flags?
A customization. So you choose the helmet you like, the model you like, and the flag personalization comes with an extra addition of $125.
We could have our logo put on it. We could have our little logo.
You can also have the logo. Yes. Uh-huh.
If someone does unfortunately get into an accident wearing one of these helmets, can they contact you? What's your policy about? Do they need to buy a whole new one?
Every time there is a crash, even if it's minor, it's very important to change the helmet. That's what we always suggest as manufacturers, as there could be some internal breaks in the styrofoam that even if you don't see it, won't allow the helmet to protect you at the best if you fall again. So we have a crash replacement policy that allows you to buy a new helmet for a discounted price in case you want to. Yes.
Wonderful. What's the website?
It's kask.it.
So K-A-S-K
dot I-T
for Italy.
You find all the pictures, all the models. You also find the helmets of other collection if you're a cycling or a skier. So
very good. Do you do motorcycle helmets too?
No.
Okay. No. I was wondering about that.
People that do the sport. We don't like the motor sport, how to call it.
You like them actually to pedal.
They're more elegant.
They want to ride those bikes. That's funny.
Doing it.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Your booth really stood out to us. I went over there first. So.
Thank you. So have a great day for
my birthday's in July. Christmas is coming up. I do celebrate.
My birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday. Yay, very good.
Thank you for spending it with us.
Thank you. Take care.